I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. Three leaders of an online lending company owned by Montana's Chippewa Cree tribe are claiming tribal immunity and want a Vermont judge to dismiss a lawsuit claiming they are predatory lenders who violate federal and state laws. Plain Green is one of a growing number of tribe-owned companies that make short-term loans at high interest rates. Tribes have used sovereign immunity doctrine and binding arbitration to avoid state laws restricting interest rates and loan conditions. Two Vermont residents are asking a federal judge to certify a class action lawsuit against officers of Plain Green. They claim the company charges excessive interest, sets repayment schedules to maximize the interest amount, requires access to borrowers' bank accounts, and doesn't investigate a borrower's ability to repay the loan. A Louisiana company seeking to drill for natural gas on Montana land held sacred by some American Indians objected to a 75-day review period sought by a federal panel considering the proposal. Solenex LLC hoped to begin drilling this summer on its federal energy lease in the Badger II Medicine area next to Glacier National Park. That timetable appears increasingly unlikely. The Advisory Council on Historic Preservation has said it needs until September 21st to issue its recommendations on whether drilling would degrade the area's significance to the Blackfoot tribes of Canada and Montana. Also pending is a decision in a 2013 lawsuit from Solenex that seeks to lift the suspension. Farmers and ranchers in 24 Montana counties can apply for financial assistance after the U.S. Agriculture Department today declared them disaster areas. The counties, all in the western half of the state, suffered from severe or extreme drought during the growing season, and Jason O'Neill with the Montana Agriculture Department says more counties might be added as the summer wears on.
We're in July. August is typically our driest, hottest month for Montana, so we're hoping that moisture keeps continuing to hit some areas of Montana, all of Montana, because we can all use it.
The disaster declaration opens up several possibilities for financial assistance to growers affected by the drought. A complete list of the affected counties is available on our website, mtpr.org. Amended charges of deliberate homicide have been filed against a 25-year-old Helena man in the death of his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter. Colaton Christus Coburn was arrested Sunday after the girl was taken to the hospital with critical injuries and charged Monday with attempted deliberate homicide. An autopsy found Persephone Nielsen died Monday afternoon at Sacred Heart Medical Center in Spokane, Washington, of head injuries that caused bleeding in her brain. Lewis and Clark County attorney Leo Gallagher filed the amended charges Wednesday. Coburn made an initial appearance in justice court on the new charges also on Wednesday. Today, he did not enter a plea. Justice of the Peace Mike Swingley maintained his bail at $200,000. The man has requested a public defender. 24 counties in western and central Montana are officially drought disaster areas under a declaration issued today by the U.S. Agriculture Department. Spokesman Jason O'Neill with the Montana Agriculture Department says growers in those counties can apply for loans through the Farm Service Agency.
Now producers are eligible for some programs, one of which is a disaster emergency loan program. Also a livestock forage program that can help them, you know, through if they have really suffered some extreme losses.
Farmers and ranchers have 8 months to apply for loans under the declaration. O'Neill says more counties might get disaster declarations in August, usually the driest and hottest month of the year. The counties covered by today's declaration are officially listed as being in severe or extreme drought compared with the exceptional drought in California's Central Valley. 9 cars near the end of a 116-car freight train derailed in northeastern Montana, delaying freight traffic and disrupting Amtrak service between Seattle and St. Paul, Minnesota. BNSF Railway spokesman Matt Jones says the cars went off the tracks near Culbertson in Roosevelt County Tuesday afternoon. No hazardous material was reported spilled. Jones says no injuries occurred, but about a mile of track was damaged. Amtrak spokesman Mark Miliari says passengers on the Empire Builder were being bussed between Wolf Point and Minot, North Dakota on Wednesday. However, Empire Builder traffic between Whitefish and St. Paul, Minnesota would be suspended on Thursday. The tracks are expected to reopen tomorrow. The cause of the derailment is still under investigation. That's a look at Montana news. I'm Steve Jess.